Welcome to Insights. This is Paul Ellis, Managing Director of Ellis Wealth Management, where we encourage you to invest in what you love. Ellis Wealth Management is an independent financial services firm focused on planning, advice, coaching, and investment management. We are dedicated to the families we serve, and we encourage you to invest in what you love. Within Insights, we look at ways to make our world richer through focusing on sharing and developing human capital. Well, all right. What a great day it is. It is beautiful outside, and we want to welcome everyone to a special edition of Insights. This weekend is Mother's Day, and by request, we are sharing the special Mother's Day message, When Mom Was King. We trust and pray that all of the mothers have a beautiful weekend as we celebrate you and all of the wonderful things that you do and that you have done and what you mean to us. So without further ado, the special Mother's Day message, When Mom Was King. Days go by like autumn leaves as they are blown across an old field. Pages of a paper rustle and flip. Memories, like the words on those pages, toss to and fro and must be organized into a simple message. The best I can do is to share a little here and there. Here a little, there a little. Memories are such endless things. For a truth, you and I live with them and relive them. I remember the moment, yes, the chairs and the green hue to everything in that modern parochial school, and the glimpse of the most beautiful woman disappearing out of the classroom. It could not be more than 11 o'clock, and looking up at the old industrial clock on the wall confirmed it. As my eye glanced down at the little brown sack that she had just delivered to me, a fellow classmate leaned over and said, "Psst, your mom is so pretty. How old is she?" I can still see my response. Looking up, I said, "She is beautiful. She's only 27. And then I said to myself, "And she'll be 27 for life." She came from another time, another world, when things were being put right, a time of new beginnings. My mother was always full of life, making something special out of nothing, a creativity born in her and brought from that other world, England. Born on July 4th, 1944, the war was in its final days. Fires that were once raging will soon be put out. A people, once held under the threat of terror, will soon be on the offensive. Not 25 miles away lay the continent of Europe. Another world. It's here in these times that she will learn to make adventure amongst the rebuilding. It is here, nestled in the strength of a tight-knit family, that she'll be encouraged to value education and excel. A child then, not much more of a child at 18 when she married my father, and not much more than that when I was born. Within a few years, single with two children, my younger brother and I, my mother struggled to make ends meet, and yet she instilled in us an imagination and wonder and love. Above all was her undying commitment to family and for making a better life. Work and school and parenting. She graduated with honors, actually a Phi Beta Kappa Sigma Cum Laude from the University of Washington, majoring in medieval literature. We may not have had a dad around the house, but we were a family. I may have been the little man of the house, but Mom was definitely king. She set up and decreed a dynamite night, a night of games and family activities. Of course, there were always church activities too. She saved and prayed and somehow was able to find a horsemanship camp for me because I fell in love with the idea from watching the Mickey Mouse Club. Remember Spin and Marty? And then there's the story of coal and blankets living in the living room of the would-be condemned duplex with sheets across the archways to keep the heat from the fireplace from escaping. And yet through all of the trials and near misses, we had a lot of fun. And we never felt poor because we had love. We had each other. And we had a mother's undying love and will to raise her boys to the best of her ability. We were happy, strong, and committed to each other. She would later marry again and have two more children. And I still believe that she is the most beautiful of women. I spoke to my mother the other night. She called just to say that she was proud of me. She said she was proud of me just for being me. You know the kind of things moms always say that kind of choke you up if you really start to think about them. We flipped through the pages of memories back a few years and laughed about some of those memories. And as I put down the phone, I glanced up at the clock. It's moving on for about 10:30 p.m. and then my eyes moved to the picture of her on the wall. You know, I may be the man of my house, but you know, my mom will always be king. On behalf of my family and the entire Ellis Wealth Management team, we wish you a blessed Mother's Day weekend and encourage you to always invest in what you love.